Our starting O-line, they're going to be dressed, most of them, but they will not be out there, ideally. It'll be a lot of those guys who've been busting their butts as backups all year long, and so we're going to give them an opportunity to perform and see what they can do.
The question that's been on the table for weeks with the Bills is what to do about meaningless games. Turns out this year there would be one. And it's this Sunday, Bills at Patriots, 1 o'clock kick here on WGR, your home of the Bills. The Bills have never scored as many touchdowns in a season as they have this year. 63.
All right.
That should go up by a couple on Sunday.
Maybe.
The thing is, the thing about, I mean, I totally get why the players are seemingly into it. The 14th guy to catch a touchdown pass, is that interesting? Isn't this a little bit like that Ravens one where we made fun of them for caring about how many games in a row they rushed for a certain, whatever that was? It was in Denver.
Yeah.
And they did a thing at the end of the game a few years ago to earn themselves this, quote, record. Who ever knew the record for most people catching touchdown passes?
Like what? No, I don't. I don't really care at all about it, but I get that the players do. That was the thing about the Harbaugh. It wasn't just that they did it. It was like he was mad about something that happened that got in the way of it or something, and it turned out the reason he was mad was because like we were trying to do this thing or something. It seemed like his beef, what to have a beef about something like that. Like if the Bills try to get, I don't know who Jalen Virgil or something, is he even still on the active run? If they try to get a 14th guy a touchdown pass and don't get it, and McDermott, like, I can't believe the Patriots wouldn't let, or something like that, that would be embarrassing and stupid.
I agree.
And I feel like whatever Baltimore's thing was with that was more like that than
the coach was offended, and you would not expect McDermott to be like publicly offended.
Right. So, I totally get like the guys on Baltimore wanting to keep that streak intact, and yeah, I've been thinking about this for years. We talked about it earlier in the year because there was a game where they targeted Tywan Jones or someone in the end zone, or no, it wasn't him. Somebody told me, and I forgot again. I'm so sorry. I should be better at this.
No, it was that was the guy.
Like, that was the guy.
They had the Kumaro touchdown in Denver,
right?
And the next week, I think it was Tywan. They tried to get one more.
Yeah.
Because there was one more game that year.
Right. So either way, like I was into that. Like I thought it was kind of cool. And, you know, am I feverish about it? No. I did like the idea of trying to find a guy. If you can find a guy, maybe find the longest odds you can find on whatever betting app you use. I'm a FanDuel guy. I've not looked at this yet. I should have because we talked about it with Sam an hour ago now.
I did.
Okay, who's the longest?
Nobody's listed at all.
No one's listed at all.
No, not yet. I think you have to wait until Saturday for those, but nobody's listed. Week 18, buddy. Like, just nobody knows anything.
Right.
Who's going to score a touchdown for Kansas City this week? Here's who's out, or doubtful, which is out. Mahomes, Pacheco, Kareem Hunt. So I guess Samaje Perine revenge game here against the Broncos. Jalen Watson is that's Justin Watson. Justin Watson's the receiver. That's not him. Hardman is out. Trent McDuffie, corner. Chris Jones, Nick Bolton, like a bunch of their Kelsey is out. Reed, Tranquil, six defensive starters at least here. Juwan Taylor up front. They're all just going
to
skip
this
one.
You ain't kidding. I just went to it on my FanDuel app, and the game page usually has 100 things you got to scroll through to, you know, pick through different prop bets and whatnot. There's the Bills and Patriots with the spread and the money line and the total, and below it, there's correct score is the only thing up. And then there's a same game parlay department that's empty. Scoring is like pick the exact score.
Oh, 13-10.
That's it. There's nothing there. It's incredible.
Yeah, that's it. 13-10.
All right.
Let's get through it.
Yeah.
One team is trying to survive injuries. The other wants the one overall pick. What's to even talk about? Like, will there be a pass in this game? Might be a good bet. Under one pass.
Well, organizationally, New England should want the number one pick, and probably somewhere inside there they do, but are Gerard Mayo and Drake May and whoever the receivers are going to be. If he's playing, then they're going. To me, yes, there will be passes thrown in this game. I don't know who will be defending them for the Bills. Probably not a lot of guys that you're real familiar with. But I would think the Patriots are going if he's playing.
I think he won't, but what do I know?
I still think there is a chance he won't. Like I've said all week, that I think something from upstairs could mess with Mayo on this. The coach, Mayo, not the player, May. Sorry, got to make sure I keep making that distinction. That's all the reason you need for Mayo to get out of there. By the way, I don't need May.
It's too confusing.
Yeah, I don't need to be doing this for 10 years.
I said the other day, what if Josh Allen's name were actually McDermott, but like MAC. And every time we talked about McDermott or Allen, Allen was McDermott. They both had the same name, and every time we'd have to say it would be so annoying. May and Mayo at least is different.
Or you know what works here? It's more like May and Mayo if his name was McDermid, like with a, M-I-N-D on the end instead of like just. But it's
a little different,
very similar, and you'd be like, what are we doing here?
Yeah, it would be it would be a problem.
I can't stand for this. He's got to get out of there.
Is Mike? In other news, the Jets interviewed Mike Vrabel. Is Mike Vrabel too good for the Jets?
Yes.
Yes. So he takes the interview because it's good form?
I think so.
And they'd probably make a big offer. He would just not take it?
I hope so.
You hope so?
I feel like he's a real it's a defensive guy, it's not an offensive guy, and like we've talked around this for years because of McDermott and other guys. I don't think it's ideal, but I feel like he
could overcome the dysfunction of the Jets.
I think so. I think so. I'd be worried about him going there, is how I would put it. Like I would much prefer that he don't take that job. I don't need him in the division. I think he made a lot out of Tennessee when there wasn't, you know, the quarterback was never great, and they found their way to winning games. Like, I don't know. I read a long form piece on him today with a writer who spent time with him this season while he was serving as a consultant to the Browns. And, you know, some of the stuff in there that he's citing that Vrabel, like, would talk about as, like, basically the pillars of his philosophy is, like, you know, this many run attempts in a game and stuff like that. That's a little antiquated, or maybe a lot antiquated. So I don't know about that. But he, in this piece, Vrabel talks about being around the Browns, a very forward-thinking organization, analytically anyway, and just sort of trying to be a sponge for that kind of stuff. I think the guy can coach football. Like he's like a Dan Campbell type guy to me. That if he gets in the room, I think he's going to get the best out of everybody. I don't know what your offense is exactly going to look like, and you might end up churning out coordinators if you ever find a quarterback. I mean, the Jets have got a lot of heavy lifting to do, but I feel like Vrabel could make them decent faster than almost anyone else that's available.
Well, there should be several vacancies. New Orleans is going to have one, probably. The Jets have one. Chicago has one already. And then who else? Maybe New England. Probably not Tennessee, but possibly. Maybe Jacksonville. That's almost surprising that it hasn't happened yet. Maybe the Raiders. Maybe the Giants. Seven. And who knows? Maybe one more. Maybe like an Indianapolis happens or something like that. Or Dallas. But he should have options, is all.
Yeah, I think so. And I hope he does, and I hope he takes one of them that isn't the Jets.
You hate this guy, I think, right? You've hated him, Vrabel. You wanted to punch him at one point.
I can't stand him, but I think he's really...
That's why you don't like him.
Part of not liking someone in a role like that is because they're good at it.
It's been a while since we've tapped into your coach hatred. Mayo, come on, let's hear it. You probably want him to keep his job. Mike Giardi, who comes on our show a lot, says he thinks the right thing to do would be to fire everybody. GM, coach, everybody. Mm-hmm. Like, Sal mentioned Van Pelt talking up like May possibly playing this game, which I respect that. I think he's done, though. I don't know if he's even in the room on these conversations. I could be wrong. But to me, like, he's not going to make that call.
Yep.
He could have heard somebody else tell him what they're going to do, which is probably what that was. But I don't know. He's been a lot of places already, Van Pelt.
I mostly agree with Giardi. I think if They should fire everybody and hire Mike Vrabel.
Well, weren't they chanting his name last week in the crowd when they played L.A.?
Yes.
Ben, that's pretty good to be Mike Vrabel. And yes. Like, never yes. do that much, but now everybody wants you.
This is why you don't, you know, if you can afford it, and these NFL coaches, I think, can probably get by when they're being paid to not work and even doing consulting work on the side. If you can take the year off, take the year off.
Because, I love a year off.
Like, you know, he runs through it in this story I read. The Chargers, if they weren't so attached to the Harbaugh idea, he thought he had a good look at that. He didn't there wasn't a lot of elaborating on the point, but he never felt like he had a shot at the Atlanta job. I guess he interviewed for it, but didn't feel like that was realistic. Didn't want to go to Carolina. And I don't know what other options last year there were, but you don't have to just take a job to take a job. You can hang out and wait and see how the landscape changes.
I've never learned that.
And, you know, well, yeah, I mean, me either. I can't afford to take a year off. But you know, it's a nice place to be now because he's a hot commodity and should have his pick, I think.
803-0550, Football Friday. We're talking a lot about Sunday. Probably most fans are thinking more about a week from Sunday or the playoffs in general, and we will definitely spend more time on possible matchups and different ways the brackets could fall depending on what happens this week in both conferences. If you have a thought, put some schedule ideas out, who to rest, who not to rest, MVP, still a thing. It's our last call on that, I guess, with each of Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson, and I suppose Joe Burrow having one game left to play. Lines are open. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog here, Football Friday on WGR.